Speed cameras, they've analysed police statistics and found that speeding comes in at number 7, behind failure to judge other people's speed and the top cause, lack of attention. Well, let's talk to the founder of the Safe Speed campaign, Paul Smith. Mr. Smith, good evening.
Good evening.
Where'd you get these figures from?
Well, they're straight from the Department for Transport. We haven't had to do the analysis at all in this case. It's figures that they've published buried in a report about gathering contributory factor data. But it's there. I mean, it's the biggest survey we've ever seen of UK accident causation, involving about 61,000 accidents in 2001.
And what do you think it tells us?
Well, I think the warning is there that the strategy that we've adopted for road safety over the last decade hasn't been the right one. In particular, we don't have a large number of accidents that are being caused by normal motorists exceeding a speed limit, and this modern policy based on speed cameras is only addressing, well, a problem that doesn't really exist.
You see, I mean, my problem with this is that presumably there are accidents which involve a number of factors altogether. You can't, how can you put an accident down to one thing in particular?
I think we've got quite experienced police officers filling in these forms, and the opportunity they get is to put down up to 4 contributory factors per accident. And by doing that, we do get quite good data about what factors happen together to cause accidents and so on. But what's happened here is this 12.5% includes those excessive speed factors in any of those positions on the form. So, I mean, there could have been a drunk driver or a reckless driver who had an accident because of his behaviour, but who also happened to be travelling at a high speed.
But speed makes any accident worse.
That's a bit of a dangerous oversimplification. I'm sure that thinking has been around quite a bit in the last
decade. It's not going to do less damage if you're going faster, is it?
Well, you've got to do less damage if you're going faster. Less damage if you're going more slowly at the time of impact. But we've got an awful lot of drivers who are successfully avoiding impacts. How do they do that?
So what do you want, then? Some sort of free-for-all on the roads?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, no. What I want to do is get back to the road safety policies that gave us the safest roads in the world in the first place. That involved very good messages to drivers, very good police patrols. What we've had over the last decade is a replacement policy based on a very limited set of criteria that turn out not to be the important criteria, and we're losing ground hand over fist.
To what, Green Cross Man?
Green Cross Man wasn't a bad thing. maybe we could bring him up to date a bit.
All right.
But, it's all about giving drivers the best tools that we possibly can to avoid the risks on the road, and that doesn't involve lying to them or misleading them about relative dangers, which is really what we're doing at the moment, you know, because exceeding the speed limit by a few miles an hour just isn't that important. In fact, it's more important that drivers are concentrating on the road ahead than it is that they're concentrating on their speedometers, which is obvious when you think about it.
Right. I mean, you're the founder of the Safe Speed campaign. How many points have you got on your licence?
My licence is clean.
It's clean, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I set the campaign up because I heard about a case that I thought was serious injustice. A lady accountant stood to lose her house and her job as a result of a minor speeding offence. I thought, this isn't right. But that was 2001, and since then I've invested 4,500 hours researching the effects of speed cameras on UK road safety. I've been prodding the Department for Transport to release these figures that they've finally allowed to dribble out in another report. And what do you know? Speeding is not a big cause of accidents.
All right, Paul Smith from the Safe Speed campaign. Thank you.
16 minutes past 9.